Welcome to the Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Jade Housted, and here are today's trend in social media headlines. Twitter introduces 6-second viewable video ad bids. Twitter cracks down on state media after unveiling a Chinese campaign against Hong Kong protesters. Reddit previews coming live streaming capacity in new week-long project. And TikTok maintains high download rankings, but its questions remain about longer-term viability. Twitter is rolling out a new video ad bidding option, Marketingland. This is allowing advertisers to run 15 seconds or shorter video ads, but only be charged if the ad is viewed for a full 6 seconds with pixels at 50% in view. Twitter is calling this the flexible option for advertisers who care about the completed view metric, but are ready to lean into the mobile-first paradigm and develop short-form assets for optimized for in-feed viewing. This new 6-second video ad bidding option takes a page from YouTube's 6-second bumper ads, but offers the flexibility of running longer creatives. It should appeal to brands focused on substantive view rates. Twitter cracks down on state media after unveiling a Chinese campaign against Hong Kong protesters, CNN. Twitter will no longer accept advertisements from state-controlled media outlets, the company announced on Monday, hours after it joined with Facebook to take down a covert Chinese social media campaign that sought to undermine pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. "We want to protect healthy discourse and open conversation," Twitter said in a statement posted on its website. Twitter said the new policy would only apply to news media entities that are either financially or editorially controlled by the state. While state media cannot pay for advertisements that would amplify their message, they will still be allowed to continue posting on the platform. Reddit previews coming live streaming capacity in new week-long project, Social Media Today. After live streaming piqued user interest with the arrival of the now-defunct Meerkat back in 2015, the functionality has gone on to become a mainstay for the social media networking experience, with live streaming capacity now available on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn and Snapchat, along with dedicated live stream apps. And now Reddit is looking to get involved with the live streaming action through its doing its own thing in its unique way. TikTok maintains high download rankings, but questions remain about long-term viability, Social Media Today. Could TikTok really be the next big social media platform to merge? It's obviously impossible to answer, but the numbers have shown that TikTok is growing, and the latest app download from Sensor Tower, looking at download numbers for July 2019, show that TikTok remains popular. TikTok is running in second place to Facebook overall, with Instagram and Snapchat also near the top of the charts. Likee, a video editing app, has also been popular throughout the year, as has gaming app Hago, while Hello is a rising social media app in India. But from a broader social networking perspective, it's the big players that remain the focus. And in that, is TikTok now moving into that top players bracket? Thank you for listening. For more information on our stories today, please visit socialday.live. Have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more trending headlines.